It was 2 years ago. We thought it was okay to put the shadow cabinet for the war against Rwanda. Now he waited 2 years for said that he is ready for this union government. We think it's very, very late. Now we need first to take control of every city and localities that is under control of terrorist army from Rwanda.
The international community has been saying that President Tshisekedi should talk to M23 and talk to everybody. Are you saying you're not willing to talk to him?
We think that we cannot talk with M23 because there is not M23. There is the Rwandan army. Maybe the international community, especially U.S., must ask to Paul Kagame to withdraw all his troops from Congolese territory for respecting the sovereignty of Congo and Congolese independence. And now we think that the only solution we are going to propose is to make, like in the Second World War, the National Council of Popular Resistance, which will allow us to put out a Rwandan occupation out of Congo.
But in order to put up a national resistance, you need a centralized government. I think that's what President Tshisekedi is calling for, to come together and form a centralized government.
How will we do this when we know that the Rwandan army after Goma and Bukavu, it's progressing for Kalemie? This will be Katanga, former Shaba region, and then it will be Kinshasa. Then it will be not the answer for stopping this occupation. And you know that the U.S. and international community knows that today, former president of GRC, Joseph Kabila, said that he's behind the M23. It means that there is a coalition or association, Kabila and Kagame, against Congolese sovereignty. The only solution must be, first of all, Kagame must withdraw from Congo all the Rwandan troops. That's first. And second, Kabila must know that since 18 years he was president, he didn't know anything. He didn't build any army to protect Congo. And then we can accept the message of President Tshisekedi that calls us to be on the same table for one union government.